Our story today is titled, Back to the Beginning. Have you ever wondered how everything in the world began? I suppose so. Most boys and girls do, sometime or other. Those beautiful flowers in your garden, for instance. Sweet peas, snapdragons, asters, hollyhocks, pansies. Where did they come from? Seeds, you say. True, but where came the seeds? From other flowers, of course, and those flowers are still other seeds. And so on back to where? There's your dog. Where did he come from? We got him as a puppy, you say, and he has a very fine pedigree. So that means that you know his father's name and maybe his grandfather's. But how about before that? One thing you can be very sure of. Your dog's grandfather was once a puppy too. And he had a father and a grandfather. And so on back to where? Then there's that rooster in your neighbor's yard that's crowing all the time. Where did he come from? An egg, you say. Right, but a hen laid that egg, didn't she? To be sure she did. And she came from an egg herself not so long ago. And that egg was laid by another hen, and so on back to what? Then there's yourself. Where did you come from? Oh, you say, Mother brought me home from the hospital. Well, I suppose she did. But Mother was a little baby once herself, wasn't she? And so was her mother, and her grandmother, and her great-grandmother, and so on back to whom? Think of the mountains, too, and the wooded hills, the flowing rivers, and the sand on the seashore, all the wonderful things of nature. Were they always here, just as you see them now? Or did they, too, have a beginning? And if so, when and how? Many great men have tried to explain these things, and they have come up with all sorts of strange ideas and suggestions, most of them far from the truth. There is only one place where you will find the true story, and that is in the Bible. If you will open this wonderful book, you will find that the very first part is called Genesis, meaning the book of beginnings. Here you will find the answer to all your questions. And that reminds me of a little girl I know. Once I asked her which chapter of the Bible she liked best. I thought she would say the 23rd Psalm, the one that begins, "The Lord is my shepherd." But no, she said, the first chapter of Matthew. I suppose you like it because it tells about how Jesus was born, I said. Oh no, she said, I like it best because it's all about the baguettes. The what, I asked? The baguettes, she said. So I opened my Bible and turned to Matthew 1. And there it was. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas, and so on. I asked her if she knew what it meant, and she said, no, but I do like the baguettes. So I told her it meant that Abraham had a little boy, and Isaac had a little boy, and Jacob had a little boy, and so on. But I think she still likes the baguettes best. Then I told her that, put the other way around, it would read, and Jacob had a daddy, and Isaac had a daddy, and Abraham had a daddy, and so on. She liked that better, but wondered how far back the story goes. I told her what Luke says about it. In his third chapter, verse 34, Luke picks up the story at Abraham and carries it back further and further and further. He tells us that Abraham was the son of Therah, which was the son of Nachor, which was the son of Saruk, and so on. Such strange names, but they were names of real boys in the long, long ago. Then, having told us the names of Abraham's great-grandpa and great-great-grandpa, and so on, Luke says that Enos was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which, how very, very wonderful, which was the son of God. There the story ends, and it ends there because it cannot go any further. It goes clear back to God and stops. And that's where you go back to, and daddy and mommy, and everybody's daddy and mommy, everybody's grandpa and grandma, everybody's great grandpa and great grandma. They all go back across the years, across the centuries to God, not to a monkey, not to a tiny tadpole in the sea, but to the great and glorious God who made the world and man. And that's exactly what we read in the first words of the first chapter of the Bible. In the beginning, God. God was the beginning.